Nous allons maintenant passer à...
Let's have now your questions and answers with the first question from the internet.
From Paolo Alghisi from ENSA. A major wave of consolidation is currently underway in the Italian financial sector, which could potentially affect Generali's shareholding structure. Against this backdrop, there have been press reports regarding possible interest from AXA, particularly given that Banca MPS, its largest shareholder, might divest its stake. I would like to ask if you could comment on these reports or rule out any interest from AXA in Generali should MPS decide to sell its shares. Thank you.
Thank you, Paolo, for this question. Indeed, there is a lot of things happening in Italy around our banking partner, Monte dei Paschi. We are currently focusing very much on continuing to make our joint venture with MPS work well. And as we said along the whole presentation, our focus is very much around operational performance, organic development, and not looking at buying any stakes in any of our competitors. Thank you. We go, on passe à la prochaine question.
Next question, please.
La première question.
The first question is by Jean-Luc Chepetier from Investir. Jean-Luc, you have the floor. Yes, thank you. On MPS in Italy, can you recall what this the joint venture partnership is about? Give us some numbers, give us the due date, as there is a risk of MPS leaving the scheme and being replaced by another insurance company. Another more technical question on the combined ratio. I would like to have some details about the development of the claims paid out or provided for, the management expenses and the marketing and sales expenses as a percentage of the prorated business by the first half. I have not seen any detailed information on this combined ratio. Then you said that you have cautiously increased your reserves in the property insurance business. Can you give us an order of magnitude, what it accounts for? Thank you. Thank you, Jean-Luc, for your three questions, says Thomas Boubel. I suggest I will answer the first on the partnership agreement with MPS, and Alban de Manainel will answer the other two on the cautious reserving and the combined ratio. Now, on our joint venture partnership agreement, this has been long-standing with MPS, knowing that our partnership has experienced different chapters and phases. Remember that MPS was not always in an easy situation in the past. This partnership will run until October of 2027. And I believe that, and this is what will happen will depend on what happens with MPS and how our partnership develops. It is much too early today to study this because, as Paolo's question showed, there are lots of options, lots of moves, lots of M&A activities in the banking industry in Italy, and I think that we need to let the dust settle a bit before we look at our options with regards to our partnership. Remember, Jean-Luc, that our joint venture with MPS in Italy is of great importance for AXA Group. Yet, having said that, in the last few years, we have made two major acquisitions in Italy. One was to acquire Nobis, the other one was to acquire Prima, which has been consolidated this year in the first half of 2026. And these two major acquisitions have been running very well and have made it possible to stabilize and grow out our footprint in Italy. Of course, we would like to continue our partnership with MPS beyond October of 27. But even if this partnership is terminated, we got prepared to make sure our business footprint in Italy, which is a very important market for us, will be sufficiently large for us to be prepared for any options, including the option whereby this partnership would be terminated. Alban, can you answer the other two questions? Yes. Good morning, Jean-Luc. With respect to your question on the combined ratio, so much for the detail. When you look at the major geographies, let us start with AXA XL. The loss ratio of AXA XL increased by 1.2 points, which entirely originates in the cost of claims in the Gulf region. You may have noted in our press release that we quantify this impact to some 100 million euros. So not including this one-off cost, the loss ratio for XL would be steady and stable, which is very fine performance in the challenging pricing environment for AXA XL. Now, turning to commercial insurance, not including XL, the loss ratio improved by 0.5 points, a very fine performance, which reflects the quality of our underwriting operations. And the same goes for the retail insurance, where our loss ratio improved by 0.2 points. Looking now at expenses and costs in property insurance business, our own costs improved by 0.4% due to a positive jaw effect between the very fine growth we registered and the fact that obviously we've been disciplined in the way we've managed our expenses. Conversely, the commission and fees ratio increased by 0.4 percentage points, offsetting the savings and efficiency we've done on our own costs. And this barely reflects the business mix that we've been operating in the first half. And my last comment will be on the combined ratios in the health business and protection business, improving by 0.5 and 0.2 percentage points respectively. In the health insurance business, we've been registering very fine performance levels in the UK and in Ireland. Remember that just 2 or 3 years ago, this business operations had its combined ratio increase. We worked very hard to improve the quality of underwriting and of claims management, which enables us to show a very fine combined ratio in the UK. And generally speaking, the combined ratio in the health business originated in all of our countries. Your last question was about how cautious we've been in our reserving policy. We are not quantifying this degree of caution. What I want to emphasize is that we've released 1 percentage point of prior year development, which is a historically low level. It happened in the past that we released up to 2 or 3 percentage points of prior year development. The fact that we only release 1 percentage point means that we are keeping a great degree of caution on our side. Thank you, Alban. Turning to the next question.
La prochaine question est posée par
the next
Thierry
question, Thierry Ruby from News Insurance Pro. Thierry, thank you for activating your mic. Over to you. Can you hear me? Yes, perfectly. Thank you for your presentation. Two questions. The first one regarding AXA XL, beyond the loss ratio, anything that accounts for the slight drop in the decline in insurance and reinsurance? I mean, Guillaume, about reinsurance, spoke about extraordinary performance. Can you deep dive into this? Does it come from your clients, et cetera? Thank you. Thank you, Thierry, for your two questions. I suggest that the first question about AXA XL be dealt with by Guillaume Bourrier, and the second question on direct insurance with Mathieu Gourda here, who is the CEO of AXA France. He will answer about that one. Guillaume, thank you very much. Hello, Thierry. About AXA XL now, the revenue is down slightly by 2%. This is a result of a drop in the insurance business by 1%, and there's a decline of 9% for the reinsurance. Now, on the reinsurance side, it's quite aligned with the overall market situation. It's even better than most of what we see in the market. And above all, it's done under very good profitability conditions, because just on the insurance business, our results are sharply higher by 6%. So we consider, therefore, that this business exactly positioned where it ought to be. Now, about the insurance business, it's the current cycle that accounts for it overall globally. For a large cap insurance, there's a sharp slowdown. And when you look at this, for us, it translates the proactive management of the cycle, and we're happy with it. Now, the price effect is down by 1% and volumes are stable. In other words, for XL, there's a very active management of the cycle to look for growth where we can find it under good profitability conditions to continue maintain our volumes in the lines where we have a strong profitability, even though prices are going down. This is particularly down in the property business, where we still have an excellent combined ratio. And even with lower prices, we underwrite still under good conditions. And in order not to look for volume growth in the business lines, where we can see a too sharp decline in the premiums, which no longer covers the cost of premiums. Bear in mind, this management of the cycle will be continued by us in the next few half years and months. And we operate in 26 countries with 400 products. So the challenge is that for each ROR policyholders, we have to take the right decisions day in and day out to balance out the portfolio. And on the whole, we see sharply slower for the big risk, the great risk in the world, when we still have fairly stable revenues overall and a combined ratio which beyond the losses in the Middle East is stable, and the underlyings, which is slightly up by 4%. Well, we consider that XXL is very well positioned in the current cycle, and the teams are doing an excellent job. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Thierry, for this question regarding direct insurance. Yes, direct insurance achieves an exceptional performance year after year with a pace in this half equivalent 20% of development in revenue, with a conquest of new customers, which is spectacular. Now, about 150,000 new contracts in the motor business and over 70,000 new management recorded in MRH. All of this combined with the price sophistication, which is continuing to grow and is a possibility for the group to move up in scale, but also we strictly manage our claims so that we can strike the right balance in regard to growth and profitability. Now, with regard to our momentum, the diversification pathway, especially with the conquest from now on in individual health, but also the borrower's insurance, so a very beautiful performance of direct insurance, which confirms its undisputed leadership in France in this particular direct market. Thank you, Mathieu. Now, the next question.
La prochaine question, next question is raised by Ingrid Feuerstein
from The Echo. Ingrid, thank you for activating your mic. Over to you. Hello, everyone. I have a question about how you manage costs. You're saying that one of the three levers to achieve your financial goals is to optimize the management of your costs. I would like to know if there are new cost reduction plans underway, especially with the AI deployment. You talked about the impact. We see some financial establishments which can say what will be the impact on the headcount overhaul and what place all of this will hold in your next strategic plan announced in September. Thank you for that. Thank you, Ingrid, for your question. I will yield to Guillaume Bory, who, I think, one thing that you should bear in mind, well, today, of course, we are not on the 15th of September, so in several weeks' time, we will be showing you exactly our plan. Now, AI will play a major role in that. When we think about AI in the insurance business, it's important to think broadly. Well, yes, there is one question about the automation aspect and on improving customer service, which certainly has effects on costs. However, remember that AI will also and is already helping us greatly in the increase of our margins and in regard to the increase of our growth. It is important, in my view, with regard to AI, to strike the right balance between these three factors, Guillaume, on the cost management aspect.
Thank you very much now. For all of us across the world, managing our costs and expenses is daily hygiene. Day in, day out, we make sure that we manage mainstream industrial strength processes. Most of our expenses are connected with sales and marketing expenses for marketing our products and services and for managing the process. These are mass industrial strength processes whereby all our teams work hard to streamline, to optimize, to accelerate our processes. And we have lots of tools and systems available to us, including these new generation technology tools. This practice has been at AXA Group for a number of years through all of our business units, and this productivity has been serving and fueling our ability to tap into growth without necessarily recruiting externally or increasing our costs. This is translated in the 40 bips drop of our admin expense ratio. The second instrument we have to optimally manage our cost is our purchasing and procurement discipline. Day in, day out, we buy lots of services across the world, and every year we are more disciplined in our procurement policies. And the last few months, we've even accelerated and increased our efforts in this respect. So these are very tangible operating levers, which enables us to be more efficient, tap into more growth, and better control our costs. Thank you very much, Guillaume. Moving on to the next question.
Insurer. In your comment to AXA XL Primary Commercial, you cite higher volumes in property and lower volumes in casualty. What exactly is being cut in casualty and where? Overall, AXA XL pricing was down 1%. Can you split rate movement between property, casualty, financial lines and specialty and say which classes are now below low cost trend? See you floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn, for your question. I suggest Alban will respond to this question.
Thank you, Glenn. So, in we are, as Guillaume said earlier, we are growing in property. There is no specific class in casualty where we absolutely want to reduce our exposure because it is a profitable business. So it is business by business, policy by policy, that the underwriter makes a decision. When we look at the various lines of business, on your question on the prices, so on property overall, prices are down by 7%. That does not take into account the fact that simply with inflation, it is compensated to the tune of 2 to 3% by the increase in the policy value. But prices are such are down by 7%, which obviously is below loss trend because it's below inflation and notably construction inflation. Casualty prices are up 4 to 5%, so it is good. It is slightly below loss trend, which, depending on the line, is between 6 and 8%. On financial lines, prices are down 2-2.5%. I think, interestingly, on that line of business, you know that prices have been down for the last 2 to 3 years, probably, and we believe we see that bottoming out, and notably in the last month of the semester. So we think that we could see price increases in financial lines going forward. And finally, in specialty, prices are stable to slightly negative. So overall, when you see that, and as Guillaume mentioned, we are extremely happy to see that at Excel, total price reduction was -1%, which shows the agility that we have to grow where it makes sense and to reduce exposure where the profitability is lower.
Thank you, Alban. On passe à la.
Thank you, Alban. Moving on to the next question.
Next question is from Ben Dyson from S&P Global Market Intelligence. Ben, please turn on your microphone and go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. Yeah, I just had a quick question on the Middle East war claims bill of 100 million euros. I was just wondering if you could say which lines of business that's from, whether how much of it's reserves versus actual claims, and whether you're expecting any more from that in subsequent reporting periods. And then just secondly, on the wildfires in France and Spain, I'm just interested if you could say anything about the potential magnitude of the claims from that for AXA. Obviously, it's still early days yet, but just wondering if you could give any indication and how you're thinking about that as a potential loss in future periods. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben, for your two questions. I'll quickly comment on the second one, and I'll let Alban comment on the first one around the Middle East. So, look, on the wildfires in France and Spain, as I said earlier, we are still very early. The fires are still going on, certainly in France, and our main focus at the moment is really helping our customers to get back to some kind of normality, which is very much focused on how can we simplify the procedures, how can we help them to relocate, how can we start paying claims so that they can get back to some kind of normality. It's far too early to say anything about potential claim numbers because we are still in the middle of it. But I want to remind you, and that is also true for the Middle East, we have strategy of diversification, both on the part of our assets, but also on the part of our insurance risks. And what you have seen, if you go back in the recent past, last 3-4 years, that we have been faced with many of these events, and none of these events, yes, we were always concerned in these events, but none of these events have touched us in a way that it has created any volatility in our results or any tears in our eyes. And this is really the fruit of being highly diversified and having your finger in all pots, but not too deeply. I let Alban maintenant comment on the Middle East.
So on the Middle East, as you know, in our traditional policies, war is an exclusion. And so we are exposed to war losses through a specific line of business, which is called war terrorism and political violence, that we sell to some of our customers only. And so through that line of business, we protect physical fixed assets, such as factories in the region, but also planes and vessels. So the roughly 100 million loss that we have mentioned at this stage is obviously an estimate, because it's difficult, if not impossible, to visit some of those assets. And therefore, the vast majority of that lost at this stage is not case reserves, but IBNRs. Nevertheless, we are very confident in the amount that we have booked. In terms of exposures, obviously, with the reopening of the Strait, the our exposure has come down very significantly when it comes to vessels, because a good number of them has been able to go through the Strait with the ceasefire.
Thank you, Alban. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Any additional question? Merci. No additional question, thank you. In that case, I thank you for your attention and certainly for your questions, and I wish you a beautiful summer and good holidays. Thank you again.